Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Hoping that you're having a very pleasant Monday, welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. It dawned on us that here we've been on the air for how long now?
It's been over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Almost 2.5.
Hundreds of radio broadcasts and podcasts that you could also listen to at your leisure. And a lot of people that probably the only know about Mormonism Research Ministry through this program, Viewpoint on Mormonism. And they really don't know a whole lot about what we do, why we do it, how we do it, things like that. And so we thought we'd take some time today to kind of give you a little bit of a background. If you're new to this program, welcome. And to let you know, Mormonism Research Ministry has been around since 1979. And what's funny about that is many times I get phone calls at the office and people will say, I just found out about you. How long have you been around? And we'll say, well, officially you could say since 1979. And it's like there's this pause at the other end. How did I not know about this for all this time? Well, we don't have a huge advertising firm that goes out there selling us, so naturally I can understand that to a certain extent. But fortunately, a lot of people have been aided through the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry, and for that we are very, very grateful.
Yeah, and we've been on the internet since 1995. In fact, you have one of the few three-letter URLs, mrm.org, and that's because we came in so early, and for us it was a brand new thing, and a friend of ours was saying, you got to get into this, and we did. But yeah, a lot of people may not have run across this. But
I remember when you first approached me with this whole idea. What is that again? Tell me what that is again.
And how much work is it going to involve?
I thought my plate was full back then. I can't even imagine the comparison now. It's like, oh my goodness.
Well, and this radio show does take about 12 man hours a week. And some people might think that's all we do. No, we do a lot more. But you and I together, we put these together. We do a lot of research before every show, typically. And then you have to produce those yourself. And so so that is a part, but it's only a small part of what we do.
For many of you, maybe you think it's just me and Eric, and that's all of MRM, and really that's not true either. There is no way that I could do this by myself. There's no way that even with Eric's assistance that we both could do this by ourselves. It takes a lot of people behind the scenes, many of whom you may not even know about. Occasionally you hear some of those voices because we have had, for instance, Sharon Lindblom on the show. Sharon runs our blog site, Mormon Coffee. It's forbidden, but it's good. That was Sharon's idea. She's very, very good at those little catchy phrases. Sharon's an excellent researcher, and I strongly recommend if you go to our blog site, Mormon Coffee, you'll learn a lot there. And as we say, you can join the conversation there as well. We have, of course, Aaron Shafewalef. If you've ever been downtown during the warmer months, not so much during the winter, it gets very cold down at Temple Square, you'll probably see Aaron standing there at the north entrance of Temple Square talking to visitors. The reason they pick Thursday normally to go down there is because that's when the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is rehearsing, and so you get a lot of tourists that are in the area who probably don't know a whole lot about Mormonism. But Aaron also is our IT guy, our tech guy, and so he keeps the computers running as best as we possibly can.
And he does a lot of social media for us, including the Facebook.
And then we have Randy and Carol Sweet. Randy and Carol have been longtime friends of both you, Eric, and myself. They take care of our mailings that go out. We have mailings that go out every month, just letting people know what we're doing. This includes our newsletter, and we also have an update newsletter that we send out to supporters as well, but they're a big help. Randy also does evangelism. And Randy and myself also volunteer at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore downtown, across from the ballpark. And so on any given Saturday, it would probably be either Randy or myself that is there on Saturdays between 1 and 5 p.m. And you could always come down and say hi there if you'd like. It's a lot quieter down there. And we like to do that to just volunteer our time at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, give Sandra Tanner a little bit of a break. Marlene, who works with Sandra, gives them a break as well. They can take a day off. And so, again, if you're down in the area during that time, by all means, please stop by. And then there's my wife. And if you've ever called the office and it wasn't me who answered, it'll probably be my wife who answers the phone. She has been a huge help with this ministry, and she does all the book work. She answers the requests for materials. She's the one that puts it all together and tries to get those things mailed out as quickly as possible. Without her, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, man.
I've often kidded that I don't even know how to run my own ministry anymore, because Tammy's been doing such an excellent job, and she's been modifying it and getting it all up to date and in the 21st century. I mean, I would still be back doing everything on index cards if it wasn't for her.
She's very important to this ministry.
She's very important. So if you ever do call, make sure you say some kind words to her and give her an encouragement. So, but we put out the newsletter, and that takes a lot of time.
Mormonism Research is the name
of it. Mormonism Researched, and trying to give people some very brief articles. It's not meant to go into detail. It's not meant to be a journal. It's meant to just give you some brief articles that hit a subject very quick, in and out.
And this is every other month, and if a person wants to get on the email list for this, they can actually have a PDF sent to their email.
In fact, if you go to the website and you do sign up for it, it's free. We will send you a PDF. We'll send you a PDF version of our newsletter. I think you'll get a lot out of that. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So anyway, the radio portion is really just a small part of what we do. Blog site is very important. Our newsletter is very important. And
you're regularly getting phone calls and emails from people, and those are things that we take very seriously. We answer those, and that takes time every week we're doing that.
Yeah, and we're writing articles, too, for the website. I know you have a regular ongoing series dealing with these manuals that the Mormons are going through right now. The current one is the Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, uh-huh. Lorenzo Snow. Is that the current one?
Right.
And so what Eric is doing is he's actually going through them chapter by chapter, offering a critique of what that particular chapter has to say, because the Mormons go through that book on a regular basis,
second,
not every week.
Second and third weeks of every month.
Yeah, and you even have a Mormon lady who's working with the Relief Society or something who contacted you once and wanted to make sure you get your critiques up in a timely manner.
And I just had another one just this last week of somebody who disagreed with what I was saying, but she also was teaching from that manual.
So we do know that Mormons are listening and at least reading what we are putting out, and that's encouraging. We do oftentimes get emails from people who listen to a particular radio broadcast and have some things to say about it, and we try to respond to them. Of course, we get naturally, in this kind of ministry, you get some people who disagree, and they'll send you sometimes some snarky little comments. And we sometimes save those for our Fan Mail Friday show. Yeah. And we find those to be quite fascinating. And mainly the reason we do that is to sometimes show the other side of what we get as far as response.
And we just do a lot of research overall. I mean, we're revamping Mormonism 101 right now, and in a couple of years, we hope to have that reprinted. But the research that I've done for that, just in the last couple of months, I've read more than 50 church manuals just to be able to see, is what we're saying accurate with what the current teaching is?
And I don't think people realize how much reading we do of Mormon sources.
Oh, yes.
And that's important to us, because we find that using primary sources tends to have the most amount of, most Mormons tend to respect those primary sources. So that's why we stick with them. They should respect those primary sources, because these are their own leaders that are doing the writing.
And we also like to go to Christian churches and speak. We can talk on a variety of topics, but one of our favorite things to do is to do a four-hour symposium. We have two different symposiums, Symposium 1 and Symposium 2. Symposium 1 would be more of an introduction overview of some of the major theology, and we get a little deeper maybe in Compassion and Boldness 2. We're going to do Compassion and Boldness Symposium 2 starting tomorrow night, October 29th. We're going to be at Shadow Mountain Church, 9324 South Holly Park Road. That's H-A-W Lewy, 9324 South Holly Road. We're going to be there from 7 to 9, Tuesday and Wednesday. This is in West Jordan, Utah, and the admission is free. We are going to have a love offering there, but if you're not doing anything the next couple of nights, we'd love to have you come for a couple hours at a time, and we're going to be getting into some really neat topics.
We're also going to be at Crossroads Christian Fellowship up in Daviess County. That's going to be Saturday, November 2nd on 2013, and that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and what's a little bit different about this one is the church is offering to spring for lunch on this one.
Yeah,
so you don't have to go anywhere for lunch. And then we don't really take a huge break normally anyway, but this time we're going to take a little break for lunch and have an opportunity to talk and such.
Well, you know, I'm going to be there, Bill. And,
absolutely.
And Saturday, November 9th.
Well, first we should give the address of that.
Oh, yes.
Crossroads Christian Fellowship is at 6545 Combe Road, C-O-M-B-E, Uinta, Utah. It's up in the Ogden area.
And you can find all of these on our website, mrm.org, on the left-hand side. Just click on calendar, and we'll give you the addresses. But November 9th, Saturday, November 9th, we're going to be from 9 to 1 doing Compassion and Boldness Symposium 1 at Provo Baptist Church. And that is 700 West and 100 North in Provo, Utah. And that admission is free as well, and we'll have a love offering at that one.
And then on Saturday, November 16th, something a little bit different. We are going to be doing a book signing at Lifeway Christian Bookstore. That's from 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. It's for 2 hours. Although last time we did this, we were there for more than two hours. Because they had a lot of people come by just to say hi, and some of them were sharing their stories of how they came out of Mormons. It was fascinating. We'd love to meet you if you want to come out. That's going to be at the Lifeway Christian Store. That's at 6336 South State Street in Murray. 6336 South State Street in Murray.
And then December 7th from 9 to 1, we're going to be at First Baptist Tooele. And that is 580 South Main Street. And that's 9 to 1. That's Symposium 1 as well. So we're speaking a lot. Go on to the calendar and you can find out more.
We've got a pretty full calendar, folks. We're trying to get this knocked out before the snows come in.
Yes.
And so hopefully we'll be able to do that. But we do hope that you can come out, and we'd love to be able to talk to you. And by all means, come by and say hi if you can at the bookstore or at any of those symposiums. And again, as Eric has said, our schedule is on our website.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Tuesday and Wednesday, October 29th and 30th, the Compassionate Boldness Symposium Part 2 will be taking place at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan beginning at 7 p.m. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will lay out the teachings of Mormonism and show the differences with biblical Christianity. Make plans to come on October 29th and 30th at Shadow Mountain Church, located at 9324 South Holly Park Road in West Jordan. That's Holly, H-A-W-L-E-Y. Come and be informed. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org.